you know, sometimes you just jump into it.
Yeah, sometimes we just get down and dirty.
Yeah.
Have you, I'm trying to tweet this photo, though. Have you used the new filters on Twitter?
On Twitter? I didn't know there was filters on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter started doing filters. And
is it like that Instagram?
Yeah, they started basically doing just like Instagram does.
Because I don't Instagram.
And then they were like, oh, shit, we got to compete with this.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to be left behind.
Nah. Fuck them.
Now, do you Instagram?
I Instagram, yes.
Yeah.
For anybody wondering, my Instagram handle is the exact same as my Twitter handle, the actual Keith. I try to keep everything the same.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Yeah, you're not that bright. You could also use the excuse that you are bright and that's why you do it.
That's, it's a little something called branding.
Mm-hmm.
Branding, sir. It's a marketing term that I heard somebody say on TV once. I looked it up. And
was it that guy? What's his face? Oh, who's the fucking the self-help guy? Tony Robbins. Was it him?
Yeah, it was Tony Robbins. I heard him talk about branding. I looked it up in the dictionary. And then after some incidences with hot iron and scarring, I looked it up again and went with the second definition. So... Uh-huh. Now I know what I'm talking about.
Tony Robbins. I don't know. Why did I just give him an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice? What was
Tony
that?
Robbins.
He's got kind of a... Well, he's got like a New York voice, but I don't know why I just gave him an Austrian. That made no sense. All right, I take that back. Pretend I didn't do that.
But it's on record. Do you want me to cut that out?
No.
So everyone listening, just pretend that that didn't happen. Yeah, Tony Robbins is just a huge, huge fucking dude, though.
Yeah.
Just a big old guy.
He's a big old hunk of man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so what's going on with you, sir? Anything interesting?
Interesting? No. No, definitely not interesting.
Anything non-interesting?
Well... Yeah, I mean, there's a few non-interesting things going on, but I mean, there are things going on with me, but none of which that anyone wants to hear about.
Okay, is there anything that I would want to hear about, and then I can just cut out for the people, or not even I would be interested in it?
No, I don't think you would even be interested.
Okay,
I'm not a very interesting person, you know.
You are, but like. You're interesting to talk to. You're not interesting in like so many interesting things happen to you.
Okay. You know what? I like that. I like that at least I'm interesting in some aspect.
Yeah. I think us talking, we're each interesting people, but not a lot of interesting things happen to us.
Yeah, my life isn't interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do anything that crazy.
We're not those people on Facebook that have these jobs that send them to crazy places, or like they get to go to like Yankee Stadium and sit like behind home plate, and then they can't really talk about it because like the next update that you see of them is like, oh my god, kittens, and you're like, maybe they're not as interesting as I thought they were.
Yeah. Well, see, then there's that whole other group of people that do fun stuff, but then they're just stupid, and you don't want to talk to them anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I know plenty of people, they're like, oh, they travel around, they see the world and everything, but they're fucking retarded, and who wants to talk to them?
They can't actually tell you how awesome the things that they saw or did were.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think if... interesting things happen to us, which they have. I think the record shows from our past 64 episodes that interesting things have happened to us. They just don't happen on a regular basis.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And when
I say I haven't had a completely boring life.
No, not at all. When you actually look at it, you're like, it's not so bad. But anyway. Last couple episodes, we've been very topical. And I guess this is kind of topical, but it's not topical in the same way. So, do you want to get into a little news?
Of course. I love the news.
This is kind of weird news. We're going to play a little game with this, too.
Awesome.
I'm going to skip the headline. I'm going to read you the first sentence, It's going to be a little Mad Lib style. You're going to have to fill in a couple of the blanks.
All right. I like it.
All right. Supermarkets across Colorado are losing millions of dollars from thieves who shoplift massive amounts of blank and blank. Now, each blank that I said is three words. But if you can, so there's multiple words to each thing. It's not like toothbrushes and soap. Like, it's okay. Not a one-word thing, but
it's gallons of milk and blocks of cheese, like that.
Something like that, but those aren't those. Yes.
All right. I'm gonna say cartons of cigarettes and packs of gum.
Not a bad guess, actually. I mean, cartons of cigarettes would be hard considering they're behind the counter.
That's true, although they are worth a lot of money.
They are worth a lot of money. It's something that you wouldn't think would be worth a lot of money.
Diapers?
No, but that would actually probably work, too. That would be another... Maybe that's next up for these criminal masterminds.
These hooligans?
Yeah. It's... Do you want to take another guess, or should I just tell you?
How about... Hold on. Give me one more.
Fresh
mozzarella balls. I would steal that.
Well, I mean, I would steal that, too. That's very delicious. But I don't know if thieves would really... Do you think anyone has ever stolen fresh mozzarella balls?
I don't know. I'd like to think that there's some old Italian woman that takes them and just like stuffs them in her pockets. And she just doesn't realize it. She's like wearing her house coat. There's just mozzarella in the pockets.
Oh, God.
Anyways, what is it?
It's Tide laundry detergent, mm-hmm. and expensive face lotion.
Ooh, okay.
The thieves are often so brazen, they load up a shopping cart with laundry detergent and walk right out of the front door of the store.
Really? Yep. Like specifically Tide?
Yeah, specifically Tide. Okay. They'll wipe off this entire shelf of Tide pods, said Safeway spokeswoman Chris Staff. Staff? S-T-A-A-F.
Let's go with Staff.
Staff. Let's go. Yeah, Staff sounds right. You know, there's those little pellets for the Tide that they do now.
Oh, like you toss them in rather than pour the detergent in?
Yeah, they kind of look like an individually wrapped piece of gum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Electrosol tab, but for your laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Does it have the Powerball?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's probably got some other stupid fucking thing, though. Stain removing crystals or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure there's some, like, gimmick attached to it where it's just, you know, some, like, cum removing something or other. I don't know.
I have a theory that the, like, the bigger the gimmick, the worse the product.
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, all the light beers have a lot of gimmicks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, there's this, Vortex spout, so the beer does something.
Oh yeah, in the Miller Lite bottles.
Yeah, in the Miller Lite bottles, and they have the only one that kind of makes sense is on the new Miller Lite cans. There's the
the pop thing.
The pop thing, so you can drink it faster. And I'm like, no, that works because I remember the old Hawaiian Punch cans.
Yeah,
they had to pop them both so it could pour and shit. So I believe the Miller Lite pop can thing. But the rest, they're like, new wider spout so you can drink faster.
Well, I was going to say, with the Miller Lite, you do want a wide mouth and you do want to pop the thing so it goes as fast as possible. Because if you're down in Miller Lite, the best thing that you could possibly do is just drink it as fast as possible and get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. But like Coors Light, too. They're like, you know, when the mountains on the side are blue, they're as cold as the Rockies.
Yeah. One time I called out a waiter on that because he brought me a beer, and it wasn't that cold, and the mountains were not blue. And I was like, was this in the fridge? And he was like, yeah. I was like, then why aren't my mountains blue? He's like, I'll get you another one. I was like, nice.
Mountains aren't blue, sir. They are not blue.
I agree. It is retarded, but I did enjoy doing that.
You pull down your pants. Look, they're not as blue as my balls, all right? I don't know. I'm just assuming you have blue balls.
All the time.
Where were we? Tide Pods. Oh, in order to combat the problem, supermarkets are installing more surveillance cameras to help catch the criminals. But, I mean, shouldn't their surveillance cameras be good enough to catch somebody wiping out an entire shelf of a product?
Well, I mean, yeah. How long? I mean, it's gotta take you at least like 2 minutes to get all the fucking Tide, right?
Yeah.
Wait, all right, question. Is this a national paper or news source, or is this like local? Is this a problem out in?
This is apparently just in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, okay.
Huh. Just in Colorado.
Apparently, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, just shits. There's a lot of grass stains in Colorado right now. So, they're not going after casual shoplifters, but what law enforcement call an organized crime ring hitting stores.
What? Okay, all right. I don't have anything to say.
Many stores have staff devoted exclusively to preventing this kind of organized crime.
Organized crime.
Because, oh shit, I lost the article. Hang on. What did we say her name was? Stife?
Staff.
Staff. Staff said.
You say it like Tony Robbins would. Staff.
No, say it like your impersonation of Tony Robbins would.
Well, yeah.
Said one container of Tide Pods can earn the thief $60 on the black market.
Was this serious?
Yes. Because I watched the report on it, and they actually have footage of like people carrying out just carts full of Tide. They resell it at a laundromat. It may go for $1 a scoop or $1 a pod. So
how is this really a thing? Like, there has to be more valuable shit there to for them to steal.
I mean, well,
like what about, where's the people making all the meth with the NyQuil?
Well, maybe they can, because it's Colorado. It's high up in the mountains. The air kind of fucks it all up, so they're like, well, we'll just
steal the charge.
I'm sure meth is a problem out there too, but some other guys, like, you know, well, you know, they were hanging out at a bar one day.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, hey, I got an idea. So at the laundromat doing laundry, guy wanted me to buy detergent for $1 a pod. I said, we get in on this. We'll need code names. Yeah. I'll be Johnny Bleach Free. You'll be Timmy Weiss Whiter. And, you know, we'll just start stealing Tide.
Can I be Papa Big Stain?
Yeah. Papa Big Stain.
Okay.
There's got to be one guy, though, that they were like, okay, your nickname is Skidmarks. And he's like, oh, come on.
Skidmark Steve.
Yeah.
Like from basketball.
Yeah. Skidmark Steve. He's the Mr. Brown of the group. Or Mr. Pink. Which one is Steve Buscemi? Damn it.
Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink, yeah.
Mr. Brown was Tarantino.
Yeah. Mr. Pink was too close to being Mr. Pussy.
Yeah.
But he's like, come on. Come on. Skidmark Steve is too close to being, you know.
Shit
your pants, Mr. Shit.
Mr. I can't wipe myself.
Do you think, I mean, if it's an organized crime, do you think, like, they actually get together like they did in Reservoir Dogs? And there's just the gruff old man directing everybody on what to do?
Maybe. I mean, where do they, you know, where do they meet up? You think they meet up at the laundromat?
No, because that's going to, see, what's going to happen is, if they put it all in the laundromat at one time, it's going to be too much supply. To meet demand, so people are going to be like, come on, you're charging me a dollar, you have tons of it.
Yeah, you might be right.
I'm sure they're spreading across laundromats.
Okay. My dog is snoring. I don't know if you can hear that.
I think we might have picked it up.
You're going to try to get him to stop.
That's all right. Cosmo's like our mascot now, so.
He is kind of.
Let's see. Police believe surveillance video of the same suspect in Fort Loupton shows him getting away with $8,100 worth of Tide from different stores.
That is a lot of money.
So, how many containers would that be? And, if he can get $60 on each one, that's 135. 135 containers.
He must have like four carts. How do you just let someone walk out like that?
Well, yeah, because he's got to steal them from six different stores. Do you think he just casually walks by the Walmart greeter and he's like, "Hey, how you doing? Got a lot of laundry, you know, well, kids.
You know what,
kids?
Here's the big problem." Who the hell at the supermarket or wherever you are is going to stop the guy? I mean, here's who you got. You got the idiot kids that collect the carts outside. You got the old ladies that work the registers. You got the retarded people who do the bagging. And you got the dumb kids that work at the service desk. Who the fuck is going to stop them? It's all a bunch of idiots. And I know it's not the retarded people's fault that they're not bright, but the rest of them are fucking retarded.
I wasn't sure if you... I'm not sure if you want to rephrase that, but...
So, I mean, it's a piece of cake.
I mean, see, the thing is, like, I once interviewed for a job as like theft prevention, and they were like, "You may regularly have to confront people about stealing," and I was like, "I don't know if I could do that." Like, just like they were like, "You know, you'll sit in the back, you'll watch the monitors, and you know, if you see something, then you might have to confront people." And I was like, "I don't know if I can do that, because I don't know who's the fucking Tide." But I mean, if it's like a, you know, 7 foot tall black dude, take your fucking Tide, sir. I am good with just sitting in my security room.
I mean, if it's like a serious dude you'd have to deal with, if your fucking laundry detergent is not worth risking your life over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's craziness. I mean, I've worked retail before, and I was always told by my boss, like, I worked at electronics boutique before it was GameStop, so some of the shit we had was kind of high ticket. And he was like, "Listen," he's like, "I know some of this shit is worth money, but it is not worth risking yourself over. If someone tries to steal, just let them go. Like, we'll get them on camera."
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's something where you're in a city and there's gangs in the city. Like out here, I wouldn't be as afraid of it. Where I am, because we're not in a city and there's not a lot of gang activity. Although I would be afraid about people carrying guns because of where I am, but, like, especially in a gang area, I'd be more afraid of, like, people carrying guns. So, it, like, not to stereotype, but I'm saying anybody that looked like they might be of that lifestyle, I'd be like, you know, I take the tide. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to decide who you're going to confront? You got to kind of, you're going to have to, you know, stereotype a little bit.
Yeah. And it's
I mean, really, like, if as long as it's anyone that could beat the shit out of me, I'd probably be like, yeah, all right, go ahead, you take your fucking detergent.
Exactly, I'm not going to fucking risk my life over fucking Tide.
Nope.
The irony of it, though, I get my ass beat. My shirt's all bloody. I gotta wash it with detergent. There's no Tide.
The Tide's all gone.
And whatever I'm gonna use probably won't get the blood stains out, so I'm fucked.
Yeah, so it's just, no, you're fucked either
it's
way.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But essentially what they're doing, because it says they've dedicated staff exclusively to preventing this kind of organized crime. So essentially, instead of air marshals, they have detergent marshals.
I like the sound of that.
So they are potentially lethal and just ready to shoot a guy when he starts clearing pods.
Carry 40s on him?
Yep. Yep. Do you think they ever? Do you think so far they've had an instance where they're like it's just like an extreme couponer? And she's got, like, this great deal on Tide Pods. And she starts loading up her car, and the guy comes over and goes, "You're coming with me."
Yeah,
excuse me. It's just, like, a pregnant mother with a baby in the cart. And he's like, you're part of organized crime.
Yeah. You know, they take the mother away. They drag her off. They call the police. And then they leave the baby there in the cart with detergent. And it's just sitting there in the middle of the store.
They probably would just leave the baby.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it?
Those fucking assholes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I would do. Send it to the glue factory?
Send the baby to the glue factory?
Yeah, I don't know. Why not?
You wouldn't try to sell the baby on the black market?
Well, I guess as long as we're... Yeah, I guess. Why not?
Yes, you know what you do as the officer. See, this could be a bigger thing because as the officer, you could then arrest the person, confiscate the detergent and the baby, and then sell those on the black market.
Confiscate the baby?
You gotta. I mean, a baby's what, like $500 at a laundromat? Yeah, $500.
I don't even know who's buying these babies. Like, people selling, like, I don't know. I guess you get some stupid family, you know, or some, not a family, because obviously they can't have kids, but some, like, some woman whose uterus is just barren like the surface of the moon, and they want some fucking kids, so you steal a baby from a Tide pilcher, and then you sell it at the laundromat, and so they can have a kid.
So... I thought you were saying that the couple was stealing the baby and then selling it, and I was like, that defeats the purpose. Unless they're raising money to get a baby from one of them foreign countries. But why would you do that?
I don't know.
Maybe they want to seem like nice people. I mean, they already maybe they want good karma because they already stole a baby.
Yeah, I agree. Get a baby from some other country. That's crazy. You buying a baby that doesn't speak English? What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Although, you can't get them from Russia no more. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. Russia, they signed a law into effect that they will not adopt babies to the United States anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they still, you know, they hold grudges.
Yeah. And yet, they welcomed,
Oh, yeah.
Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah.
They welcomed him with open arms.
Yeah,
really wide open arms.
He don't like
arms.
The taxes in France.
Yeah. Oh, hey, did you know Tina Turner has been living in Switzerland since the mid-90s and has now renounced her American citizenship and is becoming a Swiss.
You know, to be honest, I barely even knew that Tina Turner had been living the last decade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did hear that. Just like that guy.
She would have been a good one for Dead or Alive, because I probably would have said Dead.
Yeah, that would be a good one for Dead or Alive.
But not now, because I know she's in Switzerland.
Yeah, she'll be dead soon enough.
Crash into a tree. Skiing.
It's like Sonny Bono.
Yeah. Do you think Tina Turner skis, and that's why she lives in Switzerland, or do you think she just really likes chocolate?
Oh, no, yeah, I think she really likes chocolate. And in turn, I don't think she does much skiing.
Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, has anyone seen her lately?
I don't think so.
I haven't. I feel like she probably looks like a beach ball.
Maybe she's there because a lot of drug companies are based there, too.
Hmm. That could be true.
Hmm.
Where's Ike?
Isn't he dead? He's dead, right?
I think maybe Ike is dead.
I think Ike's dead. Mm. Let's find out. Ike Turner is dead. He died in 2007.
Okay.
2007.
It wasn't too long ago.
Well, 5 years.
Yeah, but it's not like he's been dead since the 80s.
But yeah, but I mean, 5 years is...
Come on, give me something.
A decent amount of time.
No, I know.
Where the hell were we?
Ike, Tina Turner, renounced citizenship.
Russian
babies.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Babies Russian on the black market, Tide yeah. detergent. Little map for you.
How do you think... Let's say one of these detergent marshals actually stole a baby out of a cart that somebody who's stealing Tide had with them. So somebody comes into the store and they're like, you know what? The heat is on. The stakes are really high. I'm going to use this baby to cover my theft.
Okay.
But they still get caught by some hotshot detergent marshal.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, the detergent marshal that's in there? He's just, like, swinging a nightstick or something?
It's got to be, in, like, a mid-40s, overweight, bald white guy who just never made the police... tryouts. Like, he always wanted to be a cop, and he takes the exam every year, but he can't do it.
He's definitely got a mustache.
Yeah. Just like Magnum P.I.
Right.
And every day when he comes to work, or every day when he leaves work, he slides over the hood of his car like T.J. Hooker. And it's some beat-up piece of shit two-door thing.
He's got a never-ending supply of toothpicks in his mouth, too.
Yeah. He's always got one in his mouth, one behind his ear.
What a cool dude.
Just, and he wears those reflective sunglasses, and he has the tough gloves with the fingers cut out of them.
Tough gloves.
That make him look real tough, at least he thinks. So he gets this guy, and he's got the baby. Now, the wife at home has always wanted a baby, but this guy's sterile. So he steals the baby.
That's another reason why he has zero confidence in himself.
So he steals the baby. Now, years from now, the baby's grown up, and on his deathbed, he finally goes, "Listen, I have to tell you something. I stole you from a guy that was stealing Tide detergent from the Safeway." And then he dies. No other answers. That's all you have. As the kid, how do you feel?
I
I'm thinking the kid would just brush it off and think that he was just insane at the end.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? He's succumbing to the chemo. He's talking nonsense. Forget it. Because why would you ever think that that was a true story?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
We don't even believe that people are actually stealing detergent.
No, I mean, I believe people steal detergent, but not on a
not on an scale.
Organized level.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, fucking the way that they make this sound, it's like Lucky Luciano is like sending fucking teams of people in to steal Tide.
Yeah. Fucking Tony Soprano's behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Him and his heavy fucking breathing.
His marbles in his mouth.
Hey, Carmella. We got Tide for a long time. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it. I still don't buy it. I don't buy it as an organized thing. Maybe it's an organized thing between, like, three guys.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, get-rich-quick schemes that people on TV always come up with.
Yeah, I mean, what were they saying? Like, $8,000? I mean, just do it a couple times.
And... He said that he stole $8,000 from six different stores. So, doing the math, he stole, like, 135 pods. From six different stores, which is 20-something containers from each store. Which is a fucking lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, too.
Yeah.
Doing that many times.
And, I mean, do that many people go to laundromats?
I guess it depends on where you are. I think... In the city, you probably have a lot of people going to the laundromat.
You know? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. That's the one part that seemed weird to me in the town. The movie, like, he just kind of, like, there's a laundromat, and there's a scene in the laundromat, and I was like, that's, I don't know, that seems weird. Because I don't think I've ever known I don't think I've ever met anyone that goes, oh, I gotta go to the laundromat. But maybe I just don't live in the right neighborhood where... Like washer dryer isn't standard.
Yeah, I know a few people that go to laundromat.
Yeah, I mean besides like college and stuff.
Yeah,
it seemed weird. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
Like I feel like they wouldn't get enough traffic to warrant $1 a pod. Let's see. Is there anything else in here? Supermarkets are hiring undercover security. Who poses shoppers to combat the problem. I feel like that's a bad idea because there would just be one guy hanging out at the detergent aisle all day.
He'd be like that cop in the bathroom at LAX.
Yeah.
Just waiting for someone to proposition you.
I feel like somebody would go by, scope it out, and be like, oh, there's a guy there. Go by again. Oh, there's another guy there. Same guy. Man, he's either an undercover security guy... Or he really can't decide on which brand of fabric softener to use.
Yeah, this guy's been here for like an hour and a half. Yeah. He's still trying to figure it out. He either just can't decide or he's a real fucking idiot.
Yeah. Or he just really loves that Downy Bear.
Oh. You know what I don't like? The Snuggle? Snuggle Bear thing?
Yeah, Snuggle Bear.
That thing is creepy. It's always been creepy.
I think that's who I was thinking of. But yeah, that thing's always been creepy.
Yeah, the voice.
Yeah. Get fresh softness with Snuggle.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, it's creepy. Like, he's been in your clothes and in your bed. I don't like
He's just been rolling around jerking off.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of, like... I don't know. When he comes, it's like the stuffing inside of him. You just find like a little bit of stuffing in your bed. You're like, what is this? And the fucking Snuggle Bear, he's in the closet or something. He's still pounding off. You don't know.
He's just in the laundry basket smelling your underwear.
Yeah. Good for him.
The Snuggle Bear is just weird. I agree.
Yeah, they need to do away with that.
Let's see. Stores are also installing more surveillance cameras in unlikely places, like mirrors.
Like what, mirrors?
Yeah, mirrors.
Okay.
Why would there be mirrors in the detergent aisle?
And why would that be like an unthought of place? Like you go to the supermarket and you see, you look up and there's like a part where like there's clearly an office and it's like a bunch of mirror looking things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a fucking two-way mirror. And if there's not cameras up there, there's definitely people. I mean, why is that like weird? That's not undercover.
Anywhere that's not my house, anytime I see a mirror, I always just assume there's a camera behind it or there's a person behind it.
That's just because you go to a lot of peep shows.
That's true. But
it is also used a lot in stores.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you go to like fucking Target and there's a wall of mirrors and you're like, I wonder if they put mirrors there so people could check themselves out or if there are people back there watching the checkout counters.
Yeah. And there's definitely some dude, then there's definitely chicks that go over there and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to check myself out in my new sexy dress. And there's some dude in the back just going to Pound Town watching her, check herself out in her lingerie.
Yeah. Wait. You mean like in the dressing room?
Maybe there too. I don't know.
The way I was following that story, she tried on new lingerie, liked it so much at Target, by the way.
Yeah. The good Target sells sexy shit.
She was like, oh, Target lingerie, fantastic. I'm gonna wear this out. It was like when you try on sneakers and they're like, oh, do you want to try your new sneakers out? Like wear them out.
Would you want them in a bag? No, I don't. I'm just gonna wear them out.
No, you were at Target. You tried them on. You tried out the corset and the garters, and you were like, you know what? I'm just gonna wear these out. Thanks.
Yeah.
And you went to the checkout, and they used the little handheld thing on you because I'm sure the tags were on in awkward places. And then you were like, you know what? I'm gonna check myself out in this convenient mirror right here. That was the story that you were setting up.
Yeah, primarily. Yeah, that's what I was going for. That doesn't happen at your local Target?
I don't think that happens at any Target.
I guess you're going to the wrong Target.
I think I need to go to your Target, sir. Wait, is the chick hot that's doing this or no?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, the dude was going to Pound Town. And that kind of like assumes that she's hot, but maybe he's just not into hot chicks. Maybe he's into bunk chicks. So, you know what? Let's say she's average at best.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Let's see. Razors are also a hot item to steal, which is why customers must use a special distribution center that issues a noise when the product is released.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that.
I know about that. Because you pull the – it's like a little drawer, and you pull out the razors, and it's like – it makes this weird, this big loud sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's legit, though, because those fucking – those Gillettes are really expensive.
And they're really small, too.
Yeah, you could hide those. The – You use the Mach 3s?
Yeah.
The Gillette Mach 3s?
Yeah, I think that's what I use.
Yeah, me too. I still get the same one that I got on my 18th birthday.
Mm.
You know? Oh, no. Yeah, no, never mind. You're not from around here.
What am I missing?
If you're a kid from Boston, basically, because Gillette's from Boston, they send every kid in the area, every boy, on their 18th birthday, they send them a nice Gillette Mach 3.
Hmm.
I've had the same, like, handle thing since then. Obviously, I've had to change the razor.
I feel like that's a little, oh God, that would be terrible if you were still trying to shave with the same razor blade.
I might as well use a fucking butter knife.
No, no, it's good. It's good. I feel like that's a little too late on their 18th birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure for some kids it's not that bad. For me, it was way too late. But regardless, I still used it, and I still have it. But 18 is, I think, a little late. I think 16 or something would make more sense.
I'm trying to remember when I started shaving. I really don't remember. It was sometime, I want to say maybe it was the beginning of high school.
Yeah.
So how, what have I been?
14?
14, 15? Probably around 15, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say I was like 13, 14.
Yeah, I just feel like 18 is so late for a lot of people.
I think it was 18. It could have been 16, but I'm pretty sure it was 18.
Yeah.
And basically everyone around here just gets a little package in the mail from Gillette. Like, they all know our birthdays.
That's a little weird.
It is odd.
I guess it would be weirder if on, like, your 13th birthday, Gillette was sending you a little package.
Yeah. You know why? I bet they have to wait till you're 18 to, like, solicit you like that.
Probably, yeah.
That might be why it's 18.
Yeah.
You know? It's better than, you know, it's better than when you turn 15 and you get a package from Trojan.
Yeah, although that would probably be a good idea, too.
Yeah, they probably should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Trojan, if you're listening, send every 15-year-old condoms. High school was weird when you had to start shaving. And then, you started shaving, and then there were kids that still didn't start shaving. But, like, yeah. they kind of should have, even though they didn't really have a lot of hair. But it was, enough that you were like, you should probably shave that.
Yeah, it was those kids, and they had this, like this little creepy-looking mustache. Because that's usually, I feel like, the first thing to really come in. And you're like, you know, you should probably, you know, take care of that. You might want to start shaving that kid. And then you can tell they're putting it off, or their parents just haven't told them yet that, hey, you know, you might want to take care of it.
I think I was the one that was like, I want to know how to shave.
Yeah.
I think I made that call. I don't remember. Like, I don't remember if, like, my mustache grew in first, or the beard, or all grew in kind of at the same time. Like, I don't remember any of that. You would think it would be, like, an important moment where you were like, today I become a man. I was probably more like, oh, great, more shit I have to deal with.
Yeah. I don't really recall the circumstances. All I remember, I remember I was just kind of like, eh, I guess I have to do this now. And then
it was just a big fucking burden.
Yeah. And then from there, I developed into someone who gets a fucking 10 a.m. shadow.
Yeah. It looks good on you, so.
At least I can grow facial hair, though. As much of a pain in the ass as it can be, I prefer being able to grow it than not.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like facial hair. It, you know, it can just be a pain in the ass.
It's better to have it and not want it than be that guy that's like, oh, man, I wish I could grow facial hair. And it just comes in, like, all splotchy.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, that weird middle part of the mustache missing. Or, like, if they want to try to do a goatee, like, it doesn't connect.
Yeah, yeah, the mouth. Right in between, on the sides of the mouth, the mustache and the bottom part don't connect.
Yeah. I knew somebody who literally, oh, my God. It was, in college, they had the splotchiest facial hair I had ever seen. Until later on, actually, somebody that I worked with had even worse. Like, they only had a mustache and a little bit of chin stuff, and they grew other tiny little splotches on their cheeks, but they just shaved their cheeks and tried to, like, make it seem like a thin mustache was what they were going for. But the kid in college, he would grow it, like, on his neck and on his chin, and then in the, like, in the middle, like, right where your, like, underneath your mouth and your chin meet.
Yeah.
Like, there was a big area there that just didn't grow any hair. And there were big patches on the side of his cheeks where, like, he could do, like, the, like, a chin strap kind of, like a thin one. But then if he let it grow out, it would grow up kind of on his cheekbones, but in the middle there would be just like a no man's land where nothing grew. It was the weirdest thing. Because in college for a while we were all like, probably sophomore year, we were all like, oh, well, we'll grow facial hair.
Yeah.
And I think I was the only one that really kept it. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. But another buddy of mine, I don't know if he grew it before or after or when, but I think he's kept it pretty much the whole time. Other people have pretty much shaved it as far as I know. But I haven't shaved my goatee area in like 8 years.
Just that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I've trimmed it. I haven't shaved it. But when he grew that out, we were all like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. What are you doing?
And he's like, it just doesn't grow. Oh, okay. You should probably get that checked out.
I would lose that.
Yeah. You know, you probably should shave. You probably should.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm very glad I've never had to really deal with that.
Yeah. Like, I tried to grow a beard when I was up in Boston. It didn't look as good. Because up near, like, where my cheekbones are, it started to thin out a little bit. I don't know how well you remember it, but it started to thin out a little too much, and it didn't look that good.
Yeah.
But I realized that if you trim that, and you go for more of a Riker's beard from Star Trek, it looks pretty good.
He does have an awesome beard.
Yeah. If you stick with the areas that have the fullness, it looks pretty good. But if you let it start to kind of thin out a little bit. No good. No good. So.
Much like a girl with big tits who dresses with low-cut shirts, you gotta know your strengths when it comes to your beard.
All right.
What? I feel like that's words of wisdom right there.
That took me a second to follow, but yes, I.
Okay.
I was like halfway through. I'm going, where's he going with this?
I don't know.
And then you brought it home.
My mind started to wander, and I started to think of tits.
You're like a girl with big tits. Holy shit! Big tits.
I tried to mix beards and tits in the same, you know, in the same sentence, and that was the best I could possibly come up with.
It wasn't bad, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see. Just because I mentioned it at the beginning of the article, face lotions.
Mm-hmm.
Oil of Olay is a product favorited among female thieves.
No. Are you saying that men aren't just going nuts to fucking...
I mean, they might, but probably not. They just steal the bottles of Jergens.
Oh, the Jergens pump.
They'll let's see. The ladies will take the whole shelf, put it right in their purse, and walk out the door. They sell for about $20 a piece.
Wow.
The store only puts out a few of the product at a time, so the suspect can get away with less. The thieves sell the stolen goods on eBay and at flea markets.
Flea markets. Classic.
I didn't realize people went on eBay looking for oil of Olay.
I guess I didn't realize that either, but then again, I don't know. I've been surprised before by shit that I've seen on eBay, so I guess it shouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't imagine somebody being like, honey, I need to clear up my face for you. I got these bags into my eyes. I'm going to go on eBay and look for some oil of Olay for you.
Yeah.
You know, because her face just looks like leather from all the smoking and I'm sure fake tanning. And
oh, the tan. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the character that I created. The overly tan smoking lady.
My representative that I used to see from Avon, he retired. I no longer have an Avon guy or a Tupperware lady, so I got to go on the eBay.
Do people still do Tupperware parties?
I doubt it. I feel like the internet probably put an end to the Tupperware parties.
Hmm.
Which is very, very sad.
People do other parties now. They'll have like jewelry parties and like handbag parties and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like candles and scents and shit, but and Tupperware is not really a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really gives a shit about Tupperware. I mean, you know why? Because they do all the disposable ones. You know, you got your glad fucking disposable and all that shit.
Yeah,
people don't do the Tupperware, but that shit was big. I remember when I was a kid, and my mom would do it. Well, window into the life of Greg as a kid, and. My mother would have all the fucking stupid neighborhood women over for the Tupperware parties, and they'd come over and they'd be like, Greg, you gotta go to bed, you know, everyone's gotta go to bed. And my dad would have to go and watch baseball in his room, and I'd have to stay in my room. And you hear all the fucking stupid women down there yammering about God knows what, and they'd be selling Tupperware. My mom would have the fucking Tupperware. And then every so often, we'd have to go to the Tupperware factory or the Tupperware warehouse, and she'd have to pick up more Tupperware. I hated it. Oh, my God. We'd go and we'd sit there for like a fucking hour. And the only thing that was there was the stupid – there was like candy machines. You know, there was nothing to do. We had no fucking smartphones or anything. And there was just crappy candy machines where the candy had been in there for like 10 years. And the Tupperware warehouse is just a bunch of old fucking ladies with Pete Rose haircuts. And I don't even know why my mom did it. I mean, she wasn't even that old at the time. Like, it was one thing, like if my mom did it now, like, I get that. Like, my mom is, like, in her mid-50s. You know, that would make sense. But I'm thinking at the time, she's like 35. Like, what are you doing?
I love how that's the only reason somebody would sell Tupperware. They're old. What do you expect?
I mean, why would you do that to yourself if you were young?
They're old. They're at the end of their lives. I mean, they're going to sell Tupperware.
I mean, what does that say to me? Does that say to me that in 9 years, I'm going to be selling Tupperware?
I feel like somewhere in your house right now, there's a notebook that you wrote years ago, like 13-year-old Greg, and he was like, mustache, check. Retirement plan, sell Tupperware.
Tupperware. I can't do it. I'd have to go to this stupid warehouse, and I hate that place.
Does it even exist? Or is it like a PetSmart now?
Yeah, it's probably a PetSmart. I don't know. The place sucked.
It's funny that the candy was real stale in a Tupperware place.
It was terrible. It was like you know that square candy with the it was like different colors, and it might have been like gum. I don't even know because I never even got it because it looked terrible. But it was like the standard like square looking candy.
Oh, like the – you mean like the gum?
I guess it was
like,
gum.
Like the Chiclets?
I mean, like it like looked the like that kind Chiclets? Of, yeah.
Yeah, like the multicolored Chiclets, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like that, but you could tell, like, it was all cracked and stuff.
Oh.
You know? like it had been in the thing so long that it started to, like, break down on its own. without outside influence.
It started to become a sentient being.
Yeah, right, yeah. It was like that.
You would go over in a Facebook forum and it would go, "Help me."
Yeah. It was terrible.
So what we're saying is the candy was old.
Yeah, it was stupid. I didn't like it. Stupid Tupperware factory. It wasn't even a factory. I don't know why I always called it a factory, but it was clearly just a warehouse. It's not like there were the old ladies there were like pressing molds in the back.
I love your hatred of Tupperware.
It's not even that I hate Tupperware. I just hated that place. Oh, it was the worst.
Did the ladies, like, know you there?
I don't even remember.
Were they all like, "Oh, Gregory, you're getting so big.
Oh, my God." Yeah, no.
Let me pinch
know.
Those cheeks.
Yeah. Grab my cheeks. Fucking stupid people. This stupid Tupperware factory.
Well, I know one company that won't sponsor the But You're Wrong podcast ever.
Yeah.
Watch, one day Tupperware rises up, buys everybody. They won't sponsor us or give us anything.
Tupperware rises up like it's an oppressed part of the country or something.
It's just lying in wait. I guarantee Tupperware is actually worth trillions of dollars. Everybody's got it.
That's true. It's got the patented burp. I can't even talk. The burp. It's got the burp.
Yeah, I feel like everything has the burp now, though.
Yeah. That was probably pretty good.
I don't know what else to add, so let's just end there.
All right.
Let's see. This is Ben, But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourewrong, and on the Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/BYW Podcast is probably what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's how YouTube does it. And we're putting some episodes up there, some clips, some selections of shows, some of our favorite parts. If you have a favorite part you think we should put up on a YouTube video, let us know by emailing us at bywpodcast@gmail.com. Buy my books so I can pay some bills. Not My Problem and Work in Progress, available on Kindle and other places. And go to keithbodela.com. You can figure it all out from there. And I think that covers everything, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I didn't even have to read from a checklist or anything.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So remember, no regrets, and
don't buy Tupperware.
All right.